Good news for North Texas. Ben Fountain's coming back to town. Yeah, he was here for a long time, left, went back to his native North Carolina. Ben Fountain, maybe you knew at Akin Gump, he was a successful attorney, but you probably know him because of the lead book, his debut novel, which was an enormous hit, Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk. It was made into a movie. Now he's written other books, and he's also coming back to speak to the Friends of the Dallas Public Library, and he joins us right now from North Carolina. It's good to have you with us.
David, thank you for having me.
Well, we're a lesser place for your departure, but I understand that your roots are there. So tell me about what's your message going to be at this luncheon that you're speaking to at the library?
Well, a couple of things. Reading for the pure pleasure of it, with no economic or intellectual or self-improvement goal in mind. I think pleasure is a worthwhile end in itself. And where do we find the books? We find the books at the library. Even better, they're free. Beyond that, libraries aren't a luxury. They're a necessity for us to have a democracy that's a democracy in fact, as opposed to just in name. We have to have thinking, citizens that are capable of doing their own thinking. And I think, libraries, books, learning, deep knowledge, those are all essential for democracy.
You know, it's a good message and a timely message, I think. I'm predisposed to that, being an English major myself. But everybody's talking about STEM right now, and science and technology and engineering and math. There seems to be no emphasis on reading for fun, but also on writing.
Yeah, I think for most of us, writing is thinking. We can't really know what we think. We can't organize our thoughts. We can't understand our own experience unless we put it into language. And STEM, obviously those things are absolutely critical for, providing for decent lives for, the human race. But beyond that, for us to have any understanding of our own experience, our collective experience and our individual experience, we need books. We need the deep knowledge that's found in books.
You walked away with your Duke University Law School degree at a job with one of the premier law firms in the country. I mean, not just, North Texas, Akin Gump. You walked away from that and went back to what must have been a passion for writing books. It must have been difficult.
Well, a lot of things went into it. I had the support of my wife. She was also a lawyer and had a great 40-year career in Dallas, and she kept us going economically. But we had talked about it for a long time. At a certain point, I realized I was never going to have any peace in myself unless I made a serious effort to do this kind of work, in other words, to write fiction. And so at the age of 30, I realized if I'm going to do it, I better do it. And so I walked away from the law, and everybody at the law firm said, well, you'll be back in 6 months. But I didn't go back. I continued to try to figure out how to write, and I'm glad I did.
Well, Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk was a great success, I think, from the get-go. But I look at your latest, and you've jumped to Haiti. I mean, I guess this is the latest anyway. Devil Makes Three. I mean, it's spy and intrigue and that sort of thing. But how do you pick up that venue?
Well, one of the great things about doing this kind of work is you get to follow your head and your heart wherever they lead you. And many years ago, in the early 90s, my head and my heart led me to Haiti.
Really?
I felt like things were happening there that I needed to try to engage with and understand. If I was going to have any understanding about how the world works, and I sensed that Haiti was the paradigm or template for so much of how our world has developed in the last 500 years. So I started going. And I went two or three times a year for the next 25 years and wrote one failed novel about it, did some journalism, did some short fiction, And after all these years, somehow I produced a novel about it, a novel that got published.
Do you still go back?
No. The insecurity is just too severe these days. I haven't been back in a while.
So tell me about your job now, your vocation. Is it, I mean, it's tough to write books and it's tough to get published, but there seem to be more outlets now. I mean, it seems to be, rather than just, you know, it being made into a movie, there are TV movies, there are Kindles, there are specials, there are more networks, there are more, it looks like there are more avenues, more outlets to sort of repurpose the material.
Right. I mean, there's lots of media out there, as we call it. There's lots of different ways to tell a story. So many of those ways have gatekeepers. I mean, there are severe financial constraints to getting a TV show made, to getting a movie made, although movie making is easier than ever now. You get a digital camera and you go out and you start shooting. Getting it out into the world is a different matter. You know, I realized early on in writing, the one thing I could control was writing. You sit down at the desk every day and you put the words on the page. And you have faith that sooner or later, if you're doing worthwhile work, it'll get out there. And I think there's still rough justice in the literary world. If you're doing good work, sooner or later, it will get published. It may not get picked up by one of the big publishing houses, but sooner or later, somebody will bring it out. And it's still relatively cheap as opposed to, you know, trying to make a feature, you know, a film feature or a TV show. So, yeah, I mean, just in terms of producing the work, what you need is a pen and a piece of paper or a computer. And you sit your butt down in the chair and you do the work.
Well, you got it. The muses, though, have to be there.
Well, you know, there's also, I mean, for me, it's discipline. You sit down every day and whether the muse is around or not, you still do the work.
Well, look, I certainly fodder for a future novel has to be your former hometown, well, your former town here. I mean, my gosh, the stories, the background, the rumors, the intrigue around North Texas is just astounding.
Well, I am so glad you brought that up, David, because I've got a novel coming out next year. And as best I can tell, it's the first novel ever that takes place, for the most part, in Farmers Branch and South Lake, with a little bit in downtown Dallas and a certain amount in Washington, D.C. and on the campaign trail. But certainly North Texas is the main setting for this novel. And I agree, North Texas and Dallas, they are very fertile ground for fiction.
Now, wait, so that's an unfair tease. When did this comes out, not till next year?
That's the way the publishing business works.
So is this going to be one of those things where we say, oh, wait a minute, I think I know who he's talking about there?
Yes.
Oh, probably. No.
Probably certain characters. And on advice of counsel, I'll leave it at that.
Take your own advice. That's it. Maybe that's it. All right, Ben Fountain is headed back to town April the 9th, it is going to be. And he will talk to the Friends of the Dallas Public Library and hopefully stay around, do a little more research while he's here. At least eat some Tex-Mex. Good to have you with us.
David, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. For more of a conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.